What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A few weeks ago, I had a wonderful treat. I love the theater. I love music. And I was at a home of a gentleman in Darien, Connecticut, a great business leader from Manhattan. Bob Dylan Schneider, and I was treated to a private concert in his home with our guest today, Donnie Kerr. And he is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and producer, and it was a wonderful treat. To tell you a little bit more about Donnie Kerr, he co-founded the band Urgent on EMI Manhattan Records, and their album Cast the First Stone sold over 400,000 copies to reach Billboard's top 100. Donnie's voice is featured on two Grammy Award-winning albums, The Who's Tommy, produced by Pete Townsend and Sir George Martin, and Jersey Boys, produced by Bob Gaudio. Great performer, magnetic, charismatic, and he's with us today, Donnie Kerr. And I thank Mr. Dylan Schneider for introducing us in Darien, Connecticut. Let's first talk about your latest album of originals entitled Beautiful Strange on Rockers on Broadway in partnership with Jazz Heads Music Group. What is that all about, Donnie Kerr?
Hi. Well, they are songs. I think of them as songs that are a scrapbook of memories in tune. Beautiful Strange is a collection of 10 songs that I picked from over a 10-year period of my life. And sort of put them in this on this record because they were the 10 best songs I felt that really came out of me in regarding moments in my life and things I wanted to share. So that's Beautiful Strange, because life can be beautifully strange sometimes.
Yes, every day. And so this is on Rockers on Broadway. Tell us about that.
All right, Rockers on Broadway is a, we've expanded. We have a company called thepathfund.org. And the Path Fund is the producer of Rockers on Broadway, which is a benefit that I started, a benefit concert that I started in 1993 with Pete Townsend from The Who, during our run of Tommy, back in the day, the original cast. He wanted Broadway performers to understand rock and roll. So he got on stage with, we performed a couple of gigs around town in New York, and he asked me to put together the band and get all the cast together and sing some rock and roll. And he was on stage with us doing his windmills and going crazy and kicking butt. It sort of took me to another level on, and respectfully with rock and roll. It was like you know, with a, with, like, for instance, I sang Pinball Wizard in the show. And it's one thing singing Pinball Wizard with an orchestra, which is great. But it's another thing singing Pinball Wizard with Pete Townsend standing next to you with an orchestra. It was pretty amazing. It was magnetic. And it changed my life forever. And so I started this benefit concert called Rockers on Broadway that benefits kids for in the arts. So we raise money for arts education. We also give scholarships for young artists, writers, singers, songwriters, all types of arts that we do, that we support these kids through. So we do that, so what we did is we started a label, Rockers on Broadway Records, with in partnership with Jazz Heads, which is a label, music group, and they opened up. We started this label, and we released Rockers on Broadway Volume 1, which is online now, and then my record, Beautiful Strange, and it's my first release in, what is it, in 20 years. So it was a nice segue to do, and it's turned out to be very, very, very cool, because a lot of people are hearing it. Thank God.
Well, let's talk about how people can participate. If it's getting a CD or downloading, yes. How can people participate with these?
Yes, so you can download it on all digital platforms, meaning like Spotify or iTunes, or if you go to Donnie Kerr, DonnieKehr, Donnie Kerr, Beautiful Strange, it will come up, and I would love it. Please download it. Got a lot of good songs on there, a lot of rock and roll.
Repeat again how people can participate.
You can get the record, you can download it on all digital platforms. If you type in Donnie Kerr, DonnieKehr, and the album is called Beautiful Strange.
Very good. Now, one thing that was exciting when we were with Mr. and Mrs. Dylan Schneider, you said that you may be participating in a Neil Diamond effort. Could you tell us?
That's right.
You know, you're over 40 years old, and here it looks like you're going to have a renaissance of your entire career, perhaps in the next year or two.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yes, sir. I know I think we sang Sweet Caroline, if I'm correct.
Yes,
right?
You did, and it was a wonderful rendition. Yes.
Yes. That was a lot of fun, man. It was a pleasure to meet you, Brian, because I you were a tough audience. I was a little concerned at first. I thought, oh no.
I didn't have any tomatoes with me. I wasn't that tough.
No, thank God. You did not. But I wasn't, you know, meeting someone new and playing in front of someone new, and being in such an intimate setting, I had no idea. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
But I certainly wanted everybody to have a good time, and at the end of it, we had a good time.
Yes.
You know, it was a successful day, and I have much respect and love for Bob Dylan Schneider. He's a good man.
He and his wife are wonderful people, one of America's finer businessmen and entrepreneurs. Let's talk about your single that is coming out this week called Better Late Than Never for Father's Day. What is that all about, Donnie Kerr?
Yes. Better Late Than Never is about my dad, who I met late in life. I didn't know my dad until I was 21. And so when I met him, I got to know him quite well for a few years there. And then I lost him. He passed 2 years ago. And I wrote this song, and I got to play it for him just before he passed. But what was amazing is that I learned so much about myself before you know, when I met him, I learned so much about myself, because things that I didn't know, it's things that you don't know until you actually get a chance to communicate with your parents. Things that, because I didn't meet him until later in life. And I'm glad I'm so glad I did, because it really, it taught me a lot about my lineage and where I was from and things I didn't know. And so, you know, I wrote this song Better Late Than Never because it was truthfully, I was just so grateful to have met him and to have been able to share things and him telling me about certain things in my life that I had no idea about. So I think the real lesson in it is to tell your parents that you love them. It's important to communicate and have that, because you never know how long you're going to have them. I think there's a lyric. It says, "We never know when our time will come, so live every day like it's your last one. Because nothing lasts forever. But hey, we're better late than never."
Absolutely. It's better to be a late bloomer than a never bloomer.
So. That's right. Exactly. So I'm very proud of this song. And I'm releasing it for Father's Day, because it's a father-son kind of song. And I'm very proud of it.
Very good. We're very happy to have with us on the Rusk Report, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, actor and musician Donnie Kerr. Again, he's an American actor, having originated roles in Broadway's Jersey Boys, Billy Elliot, The Who's Tommy, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, The Human Comedy, and many others. Great actor and musician on the Rusk Report today, Donnie Kerr. If you're listening in Manhattan, South Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners. Coming up, we're going to have Jeffrey Dylan Schneider. We talked about his parents earlier. He will be talking about the importance of kindness. We'll also have a replay of Pastor Evan Stone on the program. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding Wendy Kinney and Ambassador Eric Javits, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about our guest, Donnie Kerr. His film credits include Jersey Boys, directed by Clint Eastwood, Wall Street, Chaplin with Robert Downey Jr., and more. Television credits include House of Cards, Gotham, Quantico, Tales of the City, Z, The Beginning of Everything, and Inventing Anna. He has performed on The Tonight Show. Our guest today, Donnie Kerr, accomplished actor and musician on The Rusk Report. So let's talk about more of you as an American singer and songwriter. Let's talk about this part of your career. Later we'll talk about as a musician and producer, but let's talk about singer-songwriter. Donnie Kerr, tell us about your accomplishments.
Well, I started writing when I was 12 years old, and I just didn't give up. I just kept going, and I was in a band with my brothers called Urgent on EMI Manhattan Records in the 80s. And we did two albums that reached the top 100 Billboard charts. And we sold some records. and we had a great time. It was really lovely to be able to play with both my brothers in a band. That was a great sound. You know how it's interesting when brothers sing together, you know, like the Bee Gees, you know, they blend. There's a blend.
Beautiful blend, yeah.
You can't match anywhere else. And that was a lovely thing with my brothers. So then after that, I did a solo album called Shift that I was very proud of. I did that in 2004. And it was during my run of Aida on Broadway I did that. I was in Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And then I released that record. And it's really been wild because I have this event that I call Rockers on Broadway. And the reason why is because I've been a rock and roller, but I've also been a Broadway performer since I was 12 years old. So I did my first Broadway show when I was 12 years old. So it's kind of been this double sort of thing my whole life. And even some of the shows that I have done are rock and roll Broadway shows like Jersey Boys or The Who's Tommy. I have to give credit to Des Makanoff, the director, who is Canadian, by the way.
We have a big part of our audience in Canada and Toronto and Montreal.
Yes. And so Des gave me a lot of a big break in doing both those shows. And I have a lot of respect for Des Makanoff. He is a terrific director and has been very good to me. After that, I went on to do Jersey Boys and Billy Elliot. But at the same time, always working on my music. And, you know, writing music is an expression of self. And I've always felt the need to do that. As an actor, I'm always playing other roles, playing other people. But in music, in writing, I get to be completely myself, and it's from my soul. So it's a different way of expressing myself. Acting in theater is a passion, absolutely. And it's taken me to a higher place artistically, but writing music and rock and roll is also very much part of my life. So bringing the two together, which years ago was odd, nowadays it seems like it's happening because after Tommy, if you notice on Broadway, we have all of these rock and roll artists that are coming in and, you know, writing Broadway shows, whether it be Alicia Keys, who's got a show called Hell's Kitchen out now, or Tina Turner, or Elvis Presley. There's a lot. There was so many shows that are now based around rock and roll music that it's pretty cool that that's come together as I've grown into this world with doing that my whole life. Both Broadway and rock and roll. So I feel very lucky to be in my life, in my shoes. I'm very, very pleased and very proud to be who I am.
No, you're a tremendous performer, and I'm very grateful to Mr. and Mrs. Dylan Schneider for introducing me to you in Darien, Connecticut a few weeks ago. For those who have any comments or thoughts, please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. As this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little bit more information about actor, musician, creative artist Donnie Kerr. His directing, producing credits include Rockers on Broadway, New York Concert Series, the 15th Anniversary Reunion Concert of The Who's Tommy on Broadway, and the opening ceremonies for the 2009 Maccabee Games at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Yes.
Accomplished actor, musician, creative artist, Donnie Care. Again, if somebody would like to listen to some of your tunes, download, how can they participate? Donnie Care.
They can go to Donnie Care, DonnieKehr, at .com. Sorry. DonnieKehr.com. And or if you go to Spotify or iTunes or any digital platform, you can download my album, Donnie Care, Beautiful Strange.
Very talented creative artist, actor, and musician, Donnie Care. Now let's go back to your musician's role, what you've done, what you want to do as a musician, Donnie Care.
All right. What I have done is, again, I did these two albums with my brothers with a band called Urgent. Now I've released my second solo album entitled Beautiful Strange. And it's interesting, as a musician, I created a show called The Greatest Piano Men. And we have been touring the States. We opened in Vegas in 2019, right before COVID. We did a residency at the Flamingo Hotel at the Donny and Marie Theater.
And Marie Osmond has been on this program.
Oh, he's the best. He's a big supporter of mine, and we became friends. I have a little story about Donny Osmond.
Well, I really know Marie. I don't know Donny, but go ahead.
Okay, well, when I met Donny, he said, "Oh, so you spell your name with an I-E." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, real men spell it with a Y."
All right. Okay. That's funny.
I thought, okay, great. Donny Osmond's great. But I've been touring this show that I have called The Greatest Piano Men. And I got to tell you, Brian, I want to bring it to Canada. I do.
Well, I did see Donny Osmond in the Joseph and the Technical Dream Coat. Yeah, he was wonderful in Toronto. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I toured AIDA I was in Toronto with the tour of AIDA in 2002 or 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Canada. I can't get there enough. I love Canada. You know, I also, speaking of Canada, back in the day, I got to sing the song Blame Canada from South Park with Robin Williams on the Oscars in 2000.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about your role, another hat you wear. You wear three hats. You're a singer, you're a musician. What about producer? Tell us about your production career, Donnie Care.
Well, I have been producing and directing events for now 32 years. I got to direct the 15th anniversary reunion concert of the original cast and band of The Who's Tommy on Broadway in 2009. And that was a tremendous feat because it was on Broadway. So it was a lot of pressure, but it was a lot of fun, and we did great. I was nominated for a Best Director Award for a show that I had directed called Motel Razzdell at the Midtown International Theater Festival. And I think that was in 2011. I've been continuing to do my Rockers on Broadway concerts. I do that once a year. And I'm working on a new project. And I can't talk about yet, but I'm very excited about it. There's a lot of good stuff on the way coming.
We have about 4 minutes left on the Rusk Report, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Let's talk about your co-founding the band Urgent on EMI Manhattan Records. Okay. What is that all about? Donnie Care.
when I was 21, I got a my brothers and I got a record deal on EMI Manhattan Records. A gentleman by the name of Bruce Lungvall, who was the president of the company, signed us, and we recorded two albums on EMI Manhattan. The first one was called Cast the First Stone, and the second one was I Can't Take It No More. And we reached Billboard's top 100. We had videos on MTV. I had big hair. I'm bald now, but back then I had a lot of hair. And so we did that. And that was about 5 years. We worked and slaved, and we were produced by Ian Hunter and Mick Ronson. Mick Ronson was David Bowie's guitar player during Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and he produced my first record with Urgent, and the second album was produced by a guy named Tom Allum, who produced all of Judas Priest's records. So we had a great time making those records at that time, and I was 21, living my best life.
Well, that's wonderful. We have a few minutes left. Broadway's Jersey Boys, you had an originating role in that. Exciting, yes, famous. Sir. What was it all about?
Wow. Well, what happened was I had heard from Dez Makanoff, who called me and said, I have something I want you to do. And I said, what is it? He goes, well, I can't tell you yet. I want you to come to Los Angeles and meet Frankie Valli. So I said, okay. So I went and met Mr. Valli, and then I was told that there was this show called Jersey Boys, which was going to be about Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And I remember reading the script. The first time I read the script, I read the script and then listened to the songs that, you know, were, you know, the Four Seasons songs that were in the show. And I read this thing and I thought, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. And not much changed from the time that I read it to the time that we put it up. We started it in La Jolla at La Jolla Playhouse, and we did a 3-month run, which turned into 6 months because we were a big hit and we got extended. And then we came to Broadway, and then we won Tony Awards, and it was a huge deal. The show was amazing. And it still is.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close, but we encourage all of our listeners in 17 states and much of Canada to follow the career of Donnie Kerr, famous for his originating role in The Jersey Boys. Special thanks to Robert Dillenschneider for introducing me to Donnie Kerr and to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us. Great actor, musician, creative artist, Donnie Kerr. Have a great week.
You too now. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.